Doug, how are you?
Hey, Tony, good morning.
I know you and your kids have been battling through this crazy sickness going around. Everyone's okay?
Oh, yeah, everybody's great. Thanks for asking. It was a tough run, though. I'll tell you, that bug that's bouncing around, it's a tough one.
It has devastated the Williamston schools, and I know because one of my boys has had it, the other one hasn't, but it's been pretty nasty.
Right.
I want to know if you have any GM stock that I could buy after GM posting $7.6 billion profit for 2011.
That's a pretty good bottom line number, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Goodness. The stock's at 27 plus some change per share. I'm surprised it's not a little higher.
You know, it's actually below, Tony, that puts it about 15% below the price it was at when they went public, you know, when they came back to the market. So although, you know, they're putting up pretty good numbers, you know, the stock from an investment standpoint hasn't done a whole lot. And it's probably indicative of the fact that the business itself, although probably positioned to do pretty well now, and car sales probably also set up to continue to expand pretty rapidly as we kind of still shake off the big hit to the industry in 08 and 09. But it's really, you know, it's not a growth business, right? I mean, the auto business is not necessarily maybe like a technology business or something like that where you feel a lot of upside with a lot of scale, and they don't really have that. So it might be tough for a while. We'll see.
You recently emailed me that initial claims for unemployment insurance for the week ending 2/11 fell. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we are really starting to get some traction in the job market, which is fantastic. The country obviously needs that. The numbers dropped below 400,000, and that's, you know, what that means is on a weekly basis, the number of people that are filing for new unemployment claims, under 400,000. And with people coming in and out of the workforce and what have you, that actually is a pretty, it may seem like a big number. Yesterday was 348,000 new people filing for claims, and you might think on the surface, well, geez, that's a lot of people, 350,000 that are going off somebody's payroll. That's a bad thing, but it's actually consistent with job growth because that number is contracting from above 400,000. So the economy now finally starting to kick off some jobs here.
All right, Doug, your cell phone is coming in kind of scratchy. Are you going through a bad area?
Yeah, I think I am, Tony. We'll see if it kicks back around here. Is that getting any better?
Yeah, that sounds a little bit better. Just wanted to get your view of the market. I recently read a piece in the Wall Street Journal, and they started talking about 1,400 and 1,500. Do you see the market reaching those levels anytime soon?
Well, you know, when people start to get a little bit excited, and they're definitely getting a bit excited now, anything can happen. At the other side of this, Tony, is we've had such a big run here coming out of the lows last fall. Probably a bit tired now, so we'll see. I think the next 2 weeks are going to be telling.
All right. Thanks so much, Doug.
Sorry, Tony, for the connection.